the zebra.
Ron likes to get the most out of everything.
Sir, it's all you can eat, not all you can fill your pockets.
So he uses the zebra to get the most out of car insurance. Because insurance is like a buffet. It's easier to find value when you can compare your top options side by side.
Just a salad bowl of ribs. Nice, Ron.
No matter who you are, where you live, or what you drive, the Zebra can match you with your perfect policy. Start comparing at thezebra.com/iHeartRadio. Pairing people with policies.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the monthly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around Major League Baseball. Coming up on the program, I have Mark Colley. He is the co-host of the Section 138 podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to covering Toronto Blue Jays content. We discuss the current happenings with the Blue Jays, also Major League Baseball's presence in the city of Toronto, and more. So that interview is going to be great. So that's coming up on the program. But first, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with the San Francisco Giants. The Giants have been on a roll. They have currently won five games. They're on a five-game winning streak. And even though they had an injury to their infielder, Brandon Belt, the Giants still haven't missed a beat. Again, they've gotten nice offensive play from, of course, Brandon Belt has provided the offense for the Giants, but also Brandon Crawford has been great. I mean, he's an all-star this year. Also, Mike Yastrzemski's been effective. Buster Posey has come on strong as of late. Also, Evan Longoria, Wilmer Flores, Lamonte Wade, and, of course, the pitching. How could you not be fall in love with the pitching of the Giants, with Kevin Gausman? Also, Anthony DeSclafani has been red hot as of late. And then, you know, so many things have transpired with the Giants as of late, currently on this five-game winning streak. And even though Jake McGee is on the currently injured right now, McGee has provided 31 so far as this show is airing, 31 saves on the year. The Giants have really stepped up their game offensively on this five-game winning streak. And as we get closer to the postseason run coming into October, that's going to be the key. It is going to be the key if they want to get ahead and chase the Dodgers, because we know the Dodgers have a lot of offense. They're the defending World Series champs, and the Giants, if they want to challenge the Giants, they got to step their offense up. So the Giants currently on a five-game winning streak, definitely making some noise as we get a look towards October and the postseason run. My next storyline is going to be the St. Louis Cardinals. Wow, the Cardinals went on a tear during the latter part of September, winning 17 games in a row. My goodness, the Cards, I mean, not to be played with during this winning streak of 17 games that they had. Nolan Arenado, an all-star. What a season he's had, hitting over 30 home runs. Also, Tyler O'Neill's been great this year. Paul Goldschmidt's been good this year. And, man, you know, again, Adam Wainwright has been one of the few bright spots on the pitching rotation. Not much in the pitching department for St. Louis so far this year, but Adam Wainwright's been solid this year. Alex Reyes has been great this year. He was an all-star, so similar to San Francisco, St. Louis has gotten it done on the offensive side. And again, I mentioned those guys earlier, Nolan Arenado, also, you know, Tyler O'Neill and Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they've come out and they've handled their business offensively. They've done some stuff on the pitching side, but hitting the ball defensively, the Cardinals have handled their business. And, man, September was very, very kind to the Redbirds. And kudos to the Cardinals for putting up a 17-game winning streak in the month of September. And for my last storyline, is going to be the American League wildcard race. Wow. The New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, the Seattle Mariners, the Oakland A's, and the Toronto Blue Jays are all fighting for the two wild card spots in the American League. Man, this is going to go down to the wire as we get into the early part of October to decide who is going to play in the postseason and play for that wild card game, which is always a lot of fun. This could go either way. People are saying, the Yankees have it locked up. That was early in the year. Then when Boston got on a roll, people say, Boston may have it, but now Boston, you know, had some chinks in the armor, but now they're starting to pick it up again. Seattle, Oakland, and Toronto. Man, Toronto, you know, they got red hot as well, especially in much of September and even in, like, the latter part of August. They got going as well. So I'll have more in detail, excuse me, with the Toronto Blue Jays with Mark Colley coming up a little bit later in the interview. But this is what makes baseball so much fun, especially September going into the early part of October, division races on the line, and especially the wild card spots, man. It's always a lot of fun when you have that opportunity. So, again, Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners, the Oakland A's, the Blue Jays, it could go either way. And remember, five teams are vying for two wild card spots in the American League. So, man, it's going to go down to the wire as we in September and go into the early part of October. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball, as well as who's won the divisions, who's clinched their divisions, I should say, and who has wild card spots locked up. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
The espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
The espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes. Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
The espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Estuvo en un accidente de trabajo y no sabe qué hacer. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, le pueden ayudar. Muchas veces las empresas no quieren ayudar a los trabajadores lesionados porque no quieren reportar los accidentes con las aseguradoras. Nosotros podemos ayudarle a encontrar a un médico y que sus gastos médicos y beneficios semanales sean pagados durante el tiempo que no tenga la capacidad de trabajar. Llame a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
Keeping your pet happy and healthy, that's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Save on pet prescriptions and more. Visit Chewy.com today.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
The espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fine, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes. Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the American League on the offensive side in batting average. The league leader in the American League in batting average is Yuli Uriel from the Houston Astros. He's batting currently at 317. Vladimir Guerrero from the Toronto Blue Jays is number two with a batting average of .313. Michael Brantley is third from the Houston Astros. He has a batting average of .312. And then tied for fourth is Nicky Lopez from the Kansas City Royals and Tim Anderson from the Chicago White Sox. They both have a batting average of .301. Next category is home runs. Leading the American League in home runs is Salvador Perez from the Kansas City Royals. He has an American League leading 48 home runs. Coming in at number two is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has 46 home runs. Coming in third is the Dynamo himself. What a year he's had. Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He has a 45 home runs. Coming in fourth is Marcus Semien from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has 44 home runs. And in fifth is Joey Gallo from the New York Yankees. He has 38 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. Again, he leads the American League in home runs, and he also leads the American League in RBIs. Salvador Perez from the Kansas City Royals, he has 121 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox. He has 113. Coming in at third from the Toronto Blue Jays is Teoscar Hernandez with 112. Coming in at fourth is Matt Olson from the Oakland A's. He has 109 RBIs. And in fifth from the Boston Red Sox is Rafael Devers He has 108 RBIs. Next category is runs scored. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays leads the American League in runs scored with 120. His teammate is in second place. That's Bo Bichette with 117 runs scored. Coming in third is Jose Altuve from the Houston Astros with 114. Marcus Semien is fourth with 112. And in fifth is Mitch Haniger from the Seattle Mariners with 109. Next category is stolen bases. From the Kansas City Royals, Whit Merrifield leads in stolen bases with 40. Coming in at number two is Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles. He has 30. Coming in third is Miles Straw from the Cleveland Indians with 29. And tied for fourth is Shohei Ohtani and Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Indians. They both have 26 stolen bases. Next category is hits. And tied for first is Toronto Blue Jays teammates Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. They both have 184 hits. Coming in third is Whit Merrifield with 180. Coming in fourth is Cedric Mullins with 174. And in fifth from the Texas Rangers is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He has 170 hits. And the last category that we have is on-base and slugging percentage. Coming in at number one is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Coming in at number two is Shohei Ohtani. Coming in third is Matt Olson. And in fourth is Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. And in fifth is Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros. We move along now to pitching, and leading the American League in wins is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has 16 wins. Coming in at number two is Chris Flexen from the Seattle Mariners. He has 14 wins. And tied for third is Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox, Steven Matz from the Toronto Blue Jays, and Frankie Montas from the Oakland A's. Those three gentlemen have 13. Next category is saves. Coming in at number one is Liam Hendricks from the Chicago White Sox. He has 37 saves. Coming in at number two is Raisel Iglesias from the Los Angeles Angels. He has 33 saves. Coming in third is Aroldis Chapman from the New York Yankees. He has 30 saves. Coming in fourth is Ryan Pressly from the Houston Astros. He has 25. And in fifth is Matt Barnes from the Boston Red Sox. He has 24. Next category is earned run average, ERA. Leading the American League in ERA is Robbie Ray from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has an ERA of 2.68. Coming in at number two is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has an ERA of 3.23. Coming in at third is Frankie Montas from the Oakland A's. He has an ERA of 3.37. Coming in at fourth is also representing the Toronto Blue Jays, Jose Berrios. He has an ERA of 3.52. And in fifth is Lucas Giolito from the Chicago White Sox. He has an ERA of 3.58. Next category is strikeouts. And again, Robbie Ray leading in another category. He has 244 strikeouts. Coming in at number two is Gerrit Cole with 243 strikeouts. And third is Dylan Cease with 221. And fourth is Frankie Montas with 207. And in fifth is Jose Berrios with 204. Next category that we have is innings pitched. Jose Berrios from the Toronto Blue Jays has pitched 192 innings. Coming in at number two is his teammate Robbie Ray with 188. Frankie Montas is third from the Oakland A's with 187 innings pitched. And fourth, we have Nathan Eovaldi from the Boston Red Sox. He has 182 innings pitched. And in fifth is Garrett Cole with 181 innings pitched. In the last category, we have walks and hits innings pitched. Number one is Robbie Ray, followed by Garrett Cole at number two. Jose Berrios is number three. Lucas Giolito is number four. And then in the fifth spot is Zach Greinke from the Houston Astros. And those are the league leaders in the American League. Now I switched over to the National League. Now leading the National League in batting average is Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's batting at .324. Coming in at number two is Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals. He's batting at .318. Coming in third is Nick Castellanos from the Cincinnati Reds. He's batting at .310. Coming in fourth is Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies. He's batting at .308. And then Adam Frazier from the San Diego Padres is fifth. He's batting at .307. On now to the next category is home runs. Leading the National League in home runs is Fernando Tatis Jr. with 41. Adam Duvall from the Atlanta Braves is next with 38 home runs. Max Muncy from the Los Angeles Dodgers is third. He has 36. And then tied for fourth is Pete Alonso from the New York Mets and Joey Votto from the Cincinnati Reds. They both have 35 home runs. Next category is runs batted in. Coming in at number one is Adam Duvall from the Atlanta Braves. He has 112 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has 105. And then tied for third is Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves. And then Manny Machado representing the San Diego Padres. They all have 103. Next category is runs scored. Number one is Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves. He has 118. Coming in at number two is Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals. He has 110. And then tied for third is Ozzie Albies from the Atlanta Braves, Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals, and Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers. They all have 101 runs scored. Next category is stolen bases. Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers leads in stolen bases with 32. Coming in at number two is Tommy Edman from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has 28 stolen bases. And third is Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres with 25. Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Miami Marlins has 23 stolen bases. And in fifth is Sterling Marte from the Oakland A's. He has 22 stolen bases. Again, we move on now to the hits category. Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers has 188 hits. Coming in at number two is Freddie Freeman with 177. Paul Goldschmidt is third with 175. And then tied for fourth is Adam Frazier and Austin Riley, both with 174. And the last offensive category that we have is on-base and slugging percentage. Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies is number one, followed by Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals is number two. Then also we have Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres is third. And then from the Cincinnati Reds in fourth is Joey Votto. And also his teammate in fifth is Nick Castellanos, coming in fifth, also representing the Cincinnati Reds. Now let's move along now to pitching. And leading the National League in wins is Julio Urias with 19 wins. Adam Wainwright from the St. Louis Cardinals is number two with 17 wins. Tied for third is Walker Buehler and Max Scherzer. They both have 15 wins. And then in fifth we have is Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves with 14 wins. We move along now to the saves category. We have Mark Melancon from the San Diego Padres with 38 saves. Coming in at number two is Kenley Jansen from the Los Angeles Dodgers with 37 saves. Will Smith from the Atlanta Braves is third with 36 saves. Josh Hader is fourth from the Milwaukee Braves with 34 saves. And in fifth is Edwin Diaz from the New York Mets. He has 31 saves. Next category that we have is earned run average, ERA. Leading the National League in ERA is Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers with an ERA of 2.29. Coming in second is Max Scherzer from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has an ERA of 2.46. Coming in third is Walker Buehler from the Los Angeles Dodgers with an ERA of 2.49. Coming in at fourth is Brandon Woodruff from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has an ERA of 2.56. And in fifth is Zach Wheeler from the Philadelphia Phillies. He has an ERA of 2.78. We move along now to strikeouts. Zach Wheeler from the Philadelphia Phillies leads the National League in strikeouts with 247. Coming in at number two is Max Scherzer with 236. And then in third, we have Corbin Burns with 230. In fourth is Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. He has 223. And in fifth is Kevin Gausman from the San Francisco Giants with 222 strikeouts. Next category is innings pitched. And again, Zach Wheeler is the leader in that category. He has 213 innings pitched. Coming in at number two is Adam Wainwright with 206. Walker Buehler is third with 202 innings pitched. And fourth is Sandy Alcantara from the Miami Marlins. He has pitched 200 innings. And in fifth is Kevin Gausman. He's pitched 185 innings. And the last quarter category that we have is walks plus hits and innings pitched. Number one is Max Scherzer, followed by Corbin Burns at number two. And his teammate from the Milwaukee Brewers is third. That's Brandon Woodruff. And in fourth is Walker Buehler. And then in fifth is Zach Wheeler from the Philadelphia Phillies. So those are your league leaders in the American League and the National League as we wrap up the remaining schedule, the last several games of the regular season in the 2021 Major League Baseball season. All right, let's get you caught up now on the current standings. Currently in the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays have clinched the division. They've won their division. They currently have a record of 98 wins and 60 losses. Coming in at number two are the New York Yankees with a record of 90-68, followed by the Boston Red Sox with a record of 89-69, and the Toronto Blue Jays are next with a record of 88-70, and then the Baltimore Orioles are last in the American League East with a record of 51-107. Now, what's unique is that the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Blue Jays are currently in a fight for one of the two wild card spots in the American League. So it's going to be interesting as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season and what's going to happen in the early part of October. Again, let's move along now to the American League Central. The Chicago White Sox have clinched their division in the American League Central. The White Sox have a record currently of 91-68, followed by the Cleveland Indians coming next in the division with a record of 77-81. The Detroit Tigers have a record of 75-83. The Kansas City Royals are next with a record of 73-85. And then the Minnesota Twins are next with a record of 71-87. And then we have the last division in the American League, which is the American League West. The Houston Astros have a record of 92-66, followed by the Seattle Mariners. They have a record of 89-70. The Oakland A's are next with a record of 85-74. Then you have the Los Angeles Angels with a record of 75-83. And then the Texas Rangers are last with a record of 58-100. This is interesting right here because I mentioned two teams in the American League West that have an opportunity to possibly get a wild card spot. It could be the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's. They're also in the fight to get one of those two wild card spots in the American League. And man, I got to tell you, it's a dogfight between those teams that I mentioned with the Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners, the Blue Jays, and the Oakland A's. Remember, five teams vying for two wild card spots. It's going to be interesting as we get finished with the early October. It's going to be very fun. All right, let's move along now to the National League, where things are pretty much kind of settled, but not as of yet. Here's how it stands out right now. Currently, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves have a record of 85-72. The Philadelphia Phillies are not too far behind. They have a record of 81-77. Meanwhile, the New York Mets have a record of 75-83. The Miami Marlins have a record of 65-93. And then the Washington Nationals are last with a record of 65-94. Next category that we have in is the National League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers are the current leaders, are the leaders in the National League Central with a record of 95-63. They have clinched their division. So the Brewers have a playoff spot. They're in. They have won their division. The St. Louis Cardinals are next with a record of 88-70. They have clinched a wild card spot. So the Cards are in the playoffs. Meanwhile, the remainder of the division, the Cincinnati Reds are 82-77, followed by the Chicago Cubs are 68-90, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are 59-99. And the last division that we have is the National League West. The San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers have both clinched wild card spots, but they're still jockeying for position in terms of who could win the division because, man, this is going to be a dogfight towards the end of the regular season. So the Giants have a record currently of 104 wins and 54 losses, while the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers have a record of 102 and 56. Meanwhile, the remainder of the division has the San Diego Padres with a record of 78-80. The Colorado Rockies have a record of 73-85. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks are last with a record of 50-108. So the Giants and the Dodgers have both clinched wild card spots. Now the question is going to be who will be the division champion. That's the question. The Giants and the Dodgers, again, boy, this has been so much fun all season long. It's been a long Major League Baseball season, 162 games, you know, but it's been fun all season long watching these two go head-to-head and see who would fight for supremacy in the National League West. The Dodgers, the defending champions, they struck gold during the trade deadline. The Giants struck gold as well during the trade deadline, but it's going to be a dogfight, and whoever comes out on top, certainly this is going to be in October to remember. I promise you that there have been so many great Octobers to remember, but this one is shaping up to be a great one, regardless of who gets playoff spots or who gets wild card spots and wins their division. All right, when we come back from the break, I have Mark Colley. He is the co-host of the Section 138 podcast. We discuss the current happenings with the Toronto Blue Jays, also Major League Baseball's presence in the city of Toronto, and so much more. Mark is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
¿Eres una de esas personas que hacen de un Sausage McMuffin with Egg de McDonald's su Sausage McMuffin with Egg? Quizá le pones un poquito de salsa picante al English Muffin recién tostado, o quizá le pones un hash browns al muffin, o tal vez eres de los que lo llama tuyo, exactamente como viene. Sí, yo también. Para-pa-pa-pa.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish. Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish. Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
Keeping your pet happy and healthy, that's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Shop America's number one pet pharmacy. Visit Chewy.com today.
Working quickly. Guerrero rips it to left field. Number 46 for Vladdy. Boy, he was all over that one. And a typical Vladdy get out of here in a heartbeat kind of home run. And then the Blue Jays score two in the second, one of them on a home run by Teoscar Hernandez. And now Semien clubs the ball deep left field, and he has gone deep. number 43 for Marcus Semien.
Well, he didn't bring that jacket out of spring training, but what a swing. Another fastball up and in, and he hammers it. Look at the catch by this fan, leaning over the bullpen.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball and also courtesy of Sportsnet. And you heard the Toronto Blue Jays players, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., what a season he's having, hitting a home run against the Minnesota Twins on September the 17th, 2021. And then that last highlight that year was Marcus Semien having another fantastic year as well for the Toronto Blue Jays, hitting a home run against the Minnesota Twins on September the 25th of 2021. On the program now, we have someone that follows the Toronto Blue Jays on a consistent basis. We want to welcome him to the program. He's the sports editor for Charlton Live, which is a student newspaper belonging to Carleton University. And he's also the host of the Section 138 podcast, which is dedicated to all things Toronto Blue Jays. Let's welcome him to the program, Mark Colley. Hey, Mark, how's everything?
It's going well, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So the Toronto Blue Jays, man, what a season they have had. I mean, when you talk about this this batting rotation, I mean, the power of this lineup is really phenomenal. I want to start off with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, what a season he's having. He's a candidate for the American League MVP, and, of course, he dazzled being the MVP of this year's All-Star game. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Vlad and the season he's had.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is just that it's unexpected. I mean, you have him come up to the majors in 2019, and obviously he's supposed to be that golden boy. He's the number one prospect in baseball. He's got 80 hit tools, power tools, the whole kit, and he kind of comes up and disappoints. In 2020, kind of the same story. So going into 2021, the expectations weren't totally there, but we know he lost weight. He lost about 50 pounds between 2020 and 2021 spring training, and by all accounts, it's paid off. I mean, we see what he's doing on the field. He's putting up historic numbers, and a lot of people didn't see this coming, myself included. And to have him in the conversation for MVP, I honestly don't think he's going to win it because Shohei Ohtani is doing something that's pretty much never been done in the history of baseball. But what Vladdy's doing is also up there in terms of quality and in terms of something that we very rarely see. The last season kind of like this would be Miguel Cabrera's 2012 Triple Crown season, and even that, Miguel Cabrera was older at that time. Vladdy's only 22, and that's what makes this season so remarkable.
Indeed, it does make it so remarkable. Yeah, we know Shohei Ohtani, what he's doing is just truly phenomenal, but Vlad is definitely probably going to get maybe a few votes here and there, but Ohtani's probably most likely going to win the American League MVP. But also adding on to the power with Vladimir, and what a fantastic year he's had. How about the addition of Marcus Semien? Marcus Semien, of course, played with the White Sox and then also had some good seasons with the Oakland A's. But now, I mean, he's turned it up, 43 home runs so far with Toronto. Just give me your thoughts on Marcus and his season.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, they got him for $18 million, a one-year deal this offseason. And at that time, you look at his numbers in 2020, he had an off year last season. He wasn't great. He was injured for part of the year, and it was only 60 games. So he never really got it going, and he's kind of a late starter in terms of how he goes this season. I know in April this year, he started late as well. His numbers weren't great in April, but then May onward, he's just been phenomenal. And as you mentioned, those 43 home runs, that's the most, tied for the most ever by a second baseman in Major League Baseball history. And he's still got, you know, 6-7 games left in the season to break that all-time record with just one more home run. So the numbers that he's putting up, as far as you can look at, you know, Vladdy being the leader of this offense and putting up historic numbers, you also have to look at Marcus Semien because he's been a consistent run producer the entire season. He's played in every single game for the Blue Jays, all 9 innings, 10, 11 if they go into extras. He's been the rock of this offense, and as much as Vladdy is going to get MVP votes, I think it is Shohei Ohtani 1, Vladdy 2, and Marcus Semien 3 probably if you're looking at the American League, because the numbers that he's put up, the offensive numbers and the defensive reliability he has at second base for the Blue Jays, it's been really remarkable and quite a surprise for Blue Jays fans, honestly, because like I mentioned, offseason last year, you get him for relatively cheap at $18 million.
Indeed. I mean, they got a, like you said, they got him for cheap. I mean, that was a bargain that Toronto got for him, and definitely he's and whenever the offseason happens, I'm pretty sure that Marcus and the Blue Jays, the negotiations are going to be very intense when that comes about. And we mentioned Vlad and Marcus being all, they were all-stars this year. How about another all-star, Teoscar Hernandez? I mean, what a season he's had. He's really stepped up his game in the 2021 year as opposed from previous years that he's been with Toronto. Give me your thoughts on Teoscar and how well he's performed this year.
Yeah, we kind of saw this last year from Teoscar. It's really interesting looking at his story as a major leaguer because you go back to 2019, he was always someone who wasn't really disciplined at the plate. He would swing at pitches outside and strike out a lot. And in 2019, the Blue Jays actually sent him down to the minors for a period of time to work on that, to get more disciplined at the plate. And that move has really paid off for Toronto. In 2020, he kind of exploded. He led the majors in home runs at one point during that season. He was injured at the start of this season. He was out on the COVID IL for, I think, about 3 weeks in April and May. And that kind of hurt him at the beginning. So his numbers aren't totally there this season in terms of, like, home runs, doubles, that kind of stuff. But still, he is – I mean, we go down the list of this Blue Jays offense, and it is just producer after producer in terms of runs. And that's what Teoscar is. And if he didn't miss those 3 weeks in April, I think we would be talking about him as that silver slugger type guy, as someone who might even be in the MVP conversation, top five for MVP. It's just that it's unfortunate he missed that first part of the season, or else he would be even higher up there. But again, great numbers from him. And it feels ridiculous to go down this Blue Jays offense and you have guy after guy after guy who can hit 30 home runs, rack up 100 RBI. Teoscar Hernandez is top five in the major leagues in RBI right now. So it's remarkable looking at the performance the Blue Jays have from all these guys in the offense. And certainly when they're all clicking together and when they have George Springer healthy in there as well, it's a scary lineup for any opposing pitcher to face.
Yeah, definitely. Teoscar has definitely handled his business this year. And, of course, along with him and Marcus and Vlad all being all-stars, another all-star, Bo Bichette. And Bo comes from baseball royalty. His dad, Dante, played for many years for the Colorado Rockies. And Bo has definitely had a great year this year, again, being one of the many all-stars on the Blue Jays roster. When we talk about home run power, we mentioned Vladimir and Marcus and then Teoscar and what he's done in the RBI department. But Bo has been the one that's kind of been the glue. He's kind of been the one that's kept everything in line in terms of getting those base hits, getting those runs batted in. Give me your thoughts on Bo and what he's done in the 2021 season.
Yeah, I think he is, if not first, he's in the top three in baseball in terms of multi-hit games, because it just seems like he always does that. He is, if he's not the leadoff hitter for the Blue Jays, which he's done at some points this season, most of the time he's been fourth in the lineup, but wherever he's hitting, he always seems to rack up two, three, even sometimes four hit games. There is a little bit of concern with him with just his approach at the plate. He is a free swinger. That's kind of integral to his approach. He swings aggressively at the first couple pitches in the at-bat. It always seems like the at-bat starts when it's 0-2, and at that point you can really buckle in and say, okay, he's going to get a hit here. He's going to do some damage against the opposing pitcher. So that's something that, you know, as he matures, as he grows, and as he gets more experience in the majors, I think the Blue Jays and a lot of fans will be looking for him to kind of hone in on that discipline at the plate, try to have a more appropriate approach, a more maybe measured approach in the first two pitches of the at-bat. But, I mean, how much can you mess with when, like you said, he has kind of been this glue, this constant atop the Blue Jays lineup. And, you know, there's concerns about his defense as well, but he's buttoned that down a little bit. It's a little bit rough around the edges with Bo. I think he's still a work in progress. You know, he's only 22, 23, but he's definitely a promising part of this Blue Jays lineup to come in, you know, the next 4 or 5 years. And that's really what makes the Blue Jays so great right now. And, you know, speaking as a fan, so exciting to watch them. It's the fact that they are a young team. They have all these guys that are under team control, with the exception of Marcus Semien and Robbie Ray. You can look at this team and project 4 or 5 years down the line, they're still going to be the same team they are today.
rightfully so, and Bo is definitely a part of that future. And I want to bring up a couple of other players, Randall Grichuk and also Lourdes Gurriel Jr. They've been complementary pieces to the Blue Jays this season, especially on the offensive side. Just give me your thoughts on Randall and Lourdes and what they've done this season.
Yeah, Randall was really hot at the start of the season, and that's kind of who he is. He's a very streaky player. Since the first couple months, he's kind of cooled down and hasn't been as big of a part as the Blue Jays' success as he was at the start of the season. And at the start of the season, he also had a lot of playing time because George Springer was out for a couple of months with lower body issues in his right leg. So Grichuk has kind of taken a step back, and he's kind of a role player right now, comes off the bench, gets some reps in center field, but honestly isn't too important to the Blue Jays right now. But Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is a guy who is very important to the Blue Jays right now. He hit 300 in 2020, of course, shortened season, and started out this season slow, but really in August and September, he's had one of the best stretches in terms of run production, in terms of RBI, for any Blue Jay in franchise history. His month of September is on pace to be the highest RBI total of any Blue Jay in franchise history. So, that's just a picture of how influential he's been on the Blue Jays the past couple weeks, and hopefully for the week to come. But right now there's concerns with him because he is day-to-day with hand lacerations. There was kind of a freak play on Thursday night in Minnesota with the Blue Jays where he kind of knelt down in front of Randall Grichuk, and Randall Grichuk was making a throwback to the infield, and Grichuk actually spiked Gurriel's hand. And so he's out right now. He has a couple stitches in his right middle finger, so that's an area of concern, whether he can come back. The Blue Jays are hopeful he'll be back in time for tomorrow's game against the Yankees, but he's definitely been very influential down the stretch, and the Blue Jays don't want to lose that bat because he makes the lineup so much deeper.
All right, and then someone that when this guy was brought over to Toronto, there was such high hopes for him in George Springer, and George Springer is someone that's a multiple All-Star World Series champion with the Houston Astros, and now in his first year with the Toronto Blue Jays. You mentioned it earlier, Mark, that George hampered by injuries, and he did sign a six-year contract in January, but he's been hampered by injuries for much of the year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on George for this season, and also what's planned for him going forward as Toronto continues to try to make that postseason run.
Yeah, as much as things have gone right for the Blue Jays this season, like you have career years out of Marcus Semien and Robbie Ray, there's been a lot that has gone wrong, and I think George Springer is part of that. Like, he's been injured for pretty much the entire season. He missed the first 2 months, as I mentioned, with that lower body issue. And then in August, right as the Blue Jays were kind of hitting their stride when they were playing in Seattle, he made an awkward jump at the wall and ended up injuring his knee again. And he was out for a couple weeks with that, and he's been back, but he hasn't been totally healthy. He's been DHing a lot. He's been wearing this bulky knee brace on his right knee, left knee. So that's kind of been a disappointment of this season. When he's been healthy, totally healthy, he's been good. When he came back off the injured list right at the start of July, initially he was a little bit cold, but then he heated up. He was one of the hottest players in baseball for a month. Gets re-injured, hasn't totally been himself yet, but he has hit two home runs in the past two games against Minnesota, and those were his first two home runs since September 11th in Baltimore. So it's looking like he's heating up, and for the Blue Jays, down the stretch, these final six games for them, he's going to be probably the most important X factor for them. If he's clicking and hot at the top of the lineup, the Blue Jays have a real shot of making this wild card and, kind of clawing back into it past the Red Sox and the Yankees. But if he reverts to being who he was or who he has been for the past week or two, where he's been cold, where he's pretty much been an automatic out at the top of the Blue Jays lineup, that's probably going to mean the Blue Jays don't make the wild card. So in my mind, right now he's kind of the X factor, and you just hope that what the Blue Jays just saw out of him in Minnesota, especially the last two games with the homers, you just hope that's what carries over into this series, this pivotal series for the Blue Jays coming up against the Yankees.
All right, fair enough. And again, definitely George is, like you said, Mark, he's going to be the X factor, and they're definitely going to need him for this stretch to try to get into the postseason. And one of the most important things that's important during the regular season, and especially if you want to make a postseason run, is pitching. And Robbie Ray mm-hmm. has been phenomenal this year. I mean, his ERA is under 3. He's definitely handled his business in this season, over 200 strikeouts. Just give me your thoughts on Robbie and what he's done this year.
Oh, it's been incredible to watch him, you know, every 5 days go out there, because we talk about Marcus Semien's contract being a steal. Robbie Ray's contract is probably one of the best you'll ever see in baseball, because the Blue Jays signed him to a one-year, $8 million deal in the offseason. He was actually the first free agent to come off the market when free agency began in November of 2020, because, look, he came over to the Blue Jays in a trade in 2020 at the trade deadline. He worked with Pete Walker, the Blue Jays pitching coach, and basically he said, look, I'm comfortable here. I'm happy with Pete Walker. I'm happy with the approach he's taking, and I'm happy with what I'm seeing and the improvements in my approach and in my delivery and how I pitch to hitters. I'm going to stick around for another year. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to sign a one-year deal, think I can improve, and that's exactly been the case. He made some adjustments in his approach. He's been throwing pretty much only selectively fastballs and sliders. He'll throw in occasionally secondary pitches here and there, but really what he's done this season is fastball and slider. And previously his big problem was walks. In 2020, he led all of baseball in walks allowed. And in 2021, that's been the biggest difference. He's kind of flipped the script. He's been striking out more batters than anyone in baseball. And right now he's actually the all-time leader in strikeouts per 9 innings. I think it's at like 12.1 or 12.2. In that regard, he's been incredible to watch. And that's why he's basically leading the case for AL Cy Young. And he's leading the race right now because of his ERA, because of his strikeout numbers, because of the adjustments and improvements he's made from last season. So it's a question of whether he's going to re-sign with the Blue Jays or if he'll, you know, take his chances on the open market. And he's going to command at least $100 million, probably much more than that. So I'm personally skeptical that he'll return to Toronto, but, even just looking at this season alone, it's definitely been magical and a big influence and a big factor in where the Blue Jays are right now in the postseason race.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Robbie, you mentioned about the AL Cy Young, and that's going to be it's going to be tough because with Robbie, of course, with Shohei Ohtani, and you can put Gerrit Cole in the mix as well. It's definitely going to be a dogfight when it comes to the AL Cy Young race, and he's definitely going to be demanding a lot of money, and rightfully so. He's earned his keep. And another person in the pitching rotation is Steven Matz. Steven had was a member of the New York Mets organization for some years. This is his first year with the Blue Jays. Just give me your thoughts on Steven and what he's done this year.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of been an interesting season for Steven because it's been a big improvement on what he's done in previous years. And that's kind of like the story of the Blue Jays, as you can tell, as I talk about Robbie Ray, as I talk about Marcus Semien. It's these guys that weren't expected to have career seasons putting up career numbers, and that's why the Blue Jays are where they are right now. They're a little bit ahead of their competitive schedule. They were expected really to start competing next year, and right now they're in the heat of a playoff race because of these guys. And Steven Matz is part of that. He's a lesser component of the Blue Jays' success than Robbie Ray, than Marcus Semien, but he's been putting up good numbers. The ace of the rotation this year was expected to be Hyun-Jin Ryu. Ryu has basically fallen off the map a little bit. He's got an ERA about 8 in his last 8 and 9 starts. He has not been very good for the Blue Jays over the last 2-3 months. But Steven Matz has kind of filled his place, not as the ace of the rotation, but as a number 3 or 4 starter in the Blue Jays rotation. He's been putting up phenomenal numbers, and especially you look at his numbers since the All-Star break in particular. He's been lights out since then. He's got an ERA below 3, I believe, since the All-Star break. So all that taken together, you can look at the guys that are headlining the Blue Jays' success this season, but Steven Matz is one of those quiet engines for the Blue Jays that has put up good numbers, that has been reliable in the rotation and helped the Blue Jays maybe not win those, 1-0 games against the Yankees. Like, they had Gerrit Cole and Steven Matz matched up. He's not been the guy to win those games for the Blue Jays, but he's been the guy to go out there, pitch 5 innings, give up 3 runs, keep the Blue Jays in the game, and do enough to let the offense do the work for him.
All right, and then let's move along now to the closing pitcher, and that's Jordan Romano. Again, Jordan has over 20 saves so far this year. You know, closing pitchers are really a key component in baseball, and especially if you're trying to make a postseason run, closing pitchers and relief pitchers are always really a key element in this game, in this run. Give me your thoughts on Jordan and what he's done this year.
Yeah, Jordan has been so important for the Blue Jays. I'll tell you, if they didn't have Jordan Romano in the bullpen, I think they would be at minimum 5 games back for the wild card spot right now instead of where they are 1 game back. Because for all the strengths of this team, the bullpen is the weakness of the Blue Jays. You go back to earlier in this season, it seems like every other day the Blue Jays were blowing a game because of their bullpen. Especially you look at the months of June and July, the bullpen was the issue. The bullpen cost the Blue Jays game after game after game. And at one point, I don't know if this stat still rings true, but they led baseball in blown saves and in blown opportunities after the seventh inning. So with that picture in mind, Jordan Romano has been kind of the saving grace out of the Blue Jays bullpen. He's been the guy who's been there since day one, since the Blue Jays opened the season in March at Yankee Stadium. He's been the guy who has been healthy pretty much the whole season and who's been dominant pretty much the whole season. There was a little blip of inconsistency right around the start of June when Major League Baseball started cracking down on sticky substances. That kind of hurt him a little bit, but he's made the adjustment and he's gotten back to what he was at the start of the season. So if he didn't exist in the Blue Jays bullpen, if Blue Jays didn't have him since the start of the season, they wouldn't be where they are right now. And that kind of gives you a picture of how important he's been. And honestly, you can talk about Marcus Semien, you can talk about Robbie Ray, you can talk about all these guys who have been influential in big ways, and they have. You look at their WAR, they have 6 WAR, 5 WAR. They've been really important for the Blue Jays. But I think on the margins, if you didn't have Jordan Romano, you would be losing many more games.
Yeah, rightfully so. As you mentioned, Mark, that bullpen has been a weakness this year, but he's really been a spark for the bullpen and definitely doing his thing with over 20 saves on the year. And again, I want to transition now into the postseason. Again, we've only got so many games left in September, and then, of course, October is going to be nasty, and next thing you know, the fall weather is here, and definitely the fall classic is going to be upon us. You mentioned about the two teams, New York and Boston, in the American League. I mean, it's like hand in glove, Yankees, Red Sox. How confident are you that Toronto will grab either one of those two wild card spots?
If I'm being honest, I'm not confident at all. I think you look at all the guys that the Blue Jays got going for them, but you've got to look at the realities of the situation right now. If you were a Blue Jay fan last night, Sunday Night Baseball, you were rooting for the Red Sox to lose because in that situation, the Blue Jays are 1 game back of the Yankees if they lost last night. They have a 3-game set against the Yankees coming up. That would leave them, if they win that series against the Yankees, that would leave them tied with the Yankees heading into the final series against the year, which for the Blue Jays is against Baltimore, for the Yankees is against Tampa Bay. So you can take those matchups as you will, but the Blue Jays have a much better shot of winning more games against Baltimore than the Yankees do against the Tampa Bay Rays. However, the Yankees won last night. So now the Blue Jays are 2 games behind the Yankees, 1 game behind the Red Sox. The Red Sox schedule for the rest of the season is incredibly easy. They face the Baltimore Orioles for 3, and then they face the Washington Nationals for 3. That's a guaranteed 4 wins at least for them, potentially 5 or even 6 wins for them. In my mind, because of that schedule for the Red Sox, they are out of the range of the Blue Jays. They are pretty much golden for at least one of the wild card spots. For me, the Blue Jays have to pick off the Yankees in this situation. And you look at the realities trying to pick off the Yankees are 2 games ahead of them right now. Even if the Blue Jays win this series against the Yankees upcoming, it's a 3-game set, they gain 1 game, they're still 1 game behind the Yankees. And then you have to gain that game in the final series, Blue Jays against Baltimore, Yankees against Tampa Bay. So it's possible, it's just the window of opportunity and the margin for error for the Blue Jays is so small. That I'm nervous heading into the final 6 games of the season. I'd say if I had to put the Blue Jays shot of making the wild card spot, I would put it at 25% right now. Maybe that's a little bit conservative. Maybe you want to bump it up to like 35 or 40%. But the margin for error right now for the Blue Jays is small.
Indeed, it is small. I mean, the margin of error for any team is small in the American League when New York and Boston is always in front of you and when they're playing well. I mean, man, it's a tough task, man. But hopefully yourself, a lot of Blue Jay fans out there can really get them going and pump them up. And hopefully, as they say, a reversal of fortune can happen where we get the Blue Jays into the playoffs. I got to ask you this question, Mark. Have you ever been to a Blue Jay game at the I was going to call it by the old name, the Sky Dome, but have you ever been to a Blue Jay game at the Rogers Center?
Yes, many games. A couple games earlier this season when I finally came back up to Toronto and opened the capacity up, but many games over the years at the Rogers Center, and it's a great environment, honestly. If you get them at the right time, if you watch the Blue Jays when they're competitive instead of, where they were a couple years back. It's a great environment. It's a team and it's a city that rallies around the team if they're winning. If they're losing, as you can expect, people are less, excited about the team, less enthusiastic. But it's a great environment when they're winning. And that's why it's so exciting looking at this postseason race. The Blue Jays just bumped up their capacity to 30,000 fans. It was at 15,000. Now it's going up to 30,000. The capacity of the Rogers Center is about 47,000. So they're going to be at almost full capacity, close to it, about 60%. And that's going to be exciting heading into these final six games because they're all at home. So you're going to have the force of the crowd behind the Blue Jays. So that's definitely something to look forward to.
Those are some interesting points that you mentioned, Mark, because you said that when the Blue Jays are winning, fans will support them, and if they're not, well, they're going on to something else. And I want to stay with just Toronto for a moment because Toronto is such a vast metropolitan area because we know that just not too long ago, the NBA's Toronto Raptors brought the city its first NBA championship. We know Toronto, Canada as a whole, is a breeding ground for hockey with the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NHL. And you've got a lot of course, the Canadian Football League. But how are people really committed to the Blue Jays or Major League Baseball in Toronto? I know about the early 90s back-to-back World Series titles by the Blue Jays, but are fans really invested into the Blue Jays in the city of Toronto?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. I think in Toronto, certainly, the Blue Jays are a team that people pay attention to. It's if you're trying to rank the hierarchy of sports in Canada, it's definitely hockey, basketball, and then baseball. But I think there is, like I said, it's an element of the quality of the team. If the team is winning, people will pay attention and rally around it. It's not like, hockey. If you think about the Maple Leafs in Toronto, even if the Maple Leafs are losing, which they often do, as we know about the Maple Leafs, they're going to, still be fans paying attention to them. They're still going to be the talk of the town. If the Blue Jays are losing, no one's going to pay attention to them. So that's kind of the dynamic, if you want to explain it that way.
Awesome, awesome. And again, he's Mark Colley. He's a sports editor for Charlton Live, which is the student newspaper brought to you, student newspaper, part of Carleton University. And he's also the host of the Section 138 podcast. So, Mark, tell everybody what the Section 138 pod is all about and the things that's going on with your podcast dealing with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, so we cover the Toronto Blue Jays every series. We have an episode going up at the end of the series, recapping the series, looking forward to what's coming up for the Blue Jays. It's me and two other guys, and basically just give our opinions about the Blue Jays. And that's what makes it so much fun. The Blue Jays this season are an exciting team to watch, and they will be for years to come. So, even if you're not a Blue Jays fan, it serves you well to pay attention to the team as a sports fan. I kind of think of the Blue Jays as the San Diego Padres. If you look at the Padres before this season, all the excitement around them, I think the Blue Jays are that next team. They're the team that's young, exciting, awesome to watch. And I think that's why, our podcast is so much fun to listen to, and I would encourage everyone to listen to it because the Blue Jays are the team of the future for Major League Baseball, and you want to get to know them before it's too late.
Awesome, awesome to hear. Before I let you go, Mark, I always ask baseball fans that at different home stadiums about concessions that are served, and I want to ask you at the Rogers Center, what was the menu like before COVID and since you've recently gone to the games at the Rogers Center, what are they currently serving at the concessions at the Rogers Center?
Honestly, I think one of the drawbacks of the Rogers Center is that the food isn't that great there. I normally just get a sausage outside the dome. So there's some great food vendors, you know, around. There's the skywalk from the Union Station in Toronto to the Sky Dome, and there's some food vendors along there. So that's what I would recommend if anyone's going to a game in Toronto. They let you take in any food you have. So stop by, you know, a sausage vendor, any local places around the dome. Instead of getting food in the dome, it'll save you money, it'll taste better, and you'll actually get a real taste of Toronto.
Oh, wow. Well, do you have some of those vendors that you could recommend to anybody or things that you would recommend that you normally get, like you said before, besides a sausage?
Yeah, that's I don't know if I have any more recommendations than that. Typically get a sausage. There's also some fast food places around there. There's a St. Louis Bar and Grill across the street if you want to sit down before or after a game. There's also a Steam Whistle Brewery across the street from the Dome. So that's something to keep an eye open for. It's kind of an attraction there. But, yeah, there's definitely lots of places. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's definitely, even across Toronto, there's lots of places to eat that I'd recommend instead of getting, you know, your typical hot dog or pizza inside the Dome.
Awesome. And then public transportation. I know some things have changed as far as COVID is concerned, but if somebody, I know I was doing some research in Toronto's public transportation system is the TTC. So how would somebody that wants to go downtown or head to the Rogers Center, what would you give them, what would you recommend in terms of public transportation?
Yeah, if you're outside of the city, if you're staying outside the city, I'd recommend the GO train. It's a good way to get in by public transportation. It costs usually about 10 or 11 bucks for a one-way ticket in, and it's super easy. It takes you right to Union Station, as I mentioned earlier, and then it's about a five-minute walk to the Rogers Center from there, and it's pretty much a straight shot from it. So definitely the GO train if you're outside of Toronto. If you're in Toronto, you know, they, as you mentioned, they got the TTC, they got streetcars, they got buses and subways, so there's lots of ways to get around once you're in Toronto. And it's not too difficult. It's also a very walkable city, and it's a very nice city. So if you've got some time to spare, and if you'd like, you can always walk it, and it's a beautiful city to walk around.
Awesome, awesome. The city of Toronto, got to love it. All right. And Mark, tell everybody one more time where they can find you on social media, as well as Section 138 podcast and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Mark Colley. That's MarkColley. And then if you're looking for our podcast, it's at Section 138 Pod. And then if you're looking for more about the Blue Jays, you can head over to Instagram at 360 Blue Jay News. And that's got everything about the Blue Jays. It's myself that runs that account. And you can stay up to date with the Blue Jays lineups, news, stats, everything there if you're interested.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Mark Colley. He is one of the hosts of the Section, one of the hosts of the Section 138 podcast dedicated to covering the Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays, and he's also the sports editor for Charlton Live, which is the student newspaper at Carleton University. Mark, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Have a great one. We'll be back with more right after this.
Working quickly. Guerrero rips it to left field. Number 46 for Vladdy. Boy, he was all over that one. And a typical Vladdy get out of here in a heartbeat kind of home run. And then the Blue Jays scored two in the second, one of them on a home run by Teoscar Hernandez. And now Simeon clubs the ball deep left field, and he has gone deep. Number 43 for Marcus Semien.
Well, he didn't bring that jacket out of spring training, but what a swing. Another fastball up and in, and he hammers it. Look at the catch by this fan, leaning over the bullpen.
Rock out to some rock and roll. And when you do, make a sandwich that rocks. Go with two slices of your favorite bread pile high with Eckrich Deli Meats. And then turn it up to 11. Eckrich, you do you.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
Whether it's absolute silence or lo-fi beats, you have a work style all your own. And Best Buy tech experts can help you get the right tech for you, available online, in-store, or in your home. Work for you space achieved. Details at BestBuy.com.
Estuvo en un accidente de trabajo y no sabe qué hacer. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, le pueden ayudar. Muchas veces las empresas no quieren ayudar a los trabajadores lesionados porque no quieren reportar los accidentes con las aseguradoras. Nosotros podemos ayudarle a encontrar a un médico y que sus gastos médicos y beneficios semanales sean pagados durante el tiempo que no tenga la capacidad de trabajar. Llame a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
With more time at home, your culinary skills have improved, but don't stop there. The selection and expertise at Best Buy can help you get the latest tech to take your skills to the next level. Cooking chops unlocked. Details at BestBuy.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
San Marcos, natural spaces and chill-out places, where you can float, kayak, or swim the Springside San Marcos River. Experience our live music and local arts scene. Go to visit sanmarcos.com or visit SMTX on Instagram.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them could escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
You might like absolute silence or lo-fi beats. Maybe you stand, sit, or relocate every hour. You might want fresh coffee always within reach or a game nearby for those quick breaks. Whatever your work style, you deserve a setup that inspires. And Best Buy tech experts can help you online, in-store, or at home so you can find what's right for you. Work for you space achieved. Details at BestBuy.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone,
like the galaxy's most feared warrior,
and the freedom to go anywhere. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th Gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com. When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone, whether it's a smooth-sounding narrator
or the galaxy's most feared warrior.
and the freedom to go anywhere in nearly an instant. So no matter who you choose to be or where you choose to go, Alienware empowers you to defy boundaries and find freedom. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th Gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
New puppies? Shop online at Chewy. Get food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to welcome your new friend home. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
San Marcos, natural spaces and chill-out places, where you can float, kayak, or swim the Springside San Marcos River. Experience our live music and local arts scene. Go to visit sanmarcos.com or visit SMTX on Instagram.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fuel your curiosity with a digital subscription to National Geographic. It gives you unlimited access to unique perspectives and storytelling, published daily on topics like science, history, animals, and more. Plus, immersive digital-only features and over 130 years of archives. Download the app today and subscribe for just $2.99 a month at natgeo.com/explore. National Geographic. Explore for yourself.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4u for program details.
When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone, like the galaxy's most feared warrior, and the freedom to go anywhere. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th Gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Mmm, I'm loving McDonald's new $6 LSU Fan Faves meal.
Does it do that every time you open the wrapper?
No, sometimes it does this. But I like this best.
Touchdown!
Get 7 days of delicious with a new $6 LSU Fan Faves meal. Like Wednesday's spicy crispy chicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Sprite for just $6. It's a different deal every day of the week. Prices and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them could escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
The espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another edition of Extra Base Hit. Once again, a big special thank you to Mark Colley, the co-host of the Section 138 podcast, giving us the ins and outs of what's going on with the Toronto Blue Jays and things that are happening as they try to make their run towards the postseason, and also talking about the Major League Baseball's presence in the city of Toronto and so much more. Thanks again to Mark. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and that's been an episode of Extra Base Hit.